Chapter 9. I have already told you about the sickness and confusion that I experienced when traveling on the time machine. This time, I was not sitting comfortably in the seat, and it moved from side to side. I had to hold tightly to avoid falling off. When I eventually managed to look at the hands moving round the dials, I was astonished to see where I was going. I had accidentally pushed the levers so that I was traveling thousands more years into the future. A strange change came over the world I passed through. The light and dark, which indicated night and day, became slower and more extreme, even though I was traveling very fast. The sun seemed to take centuries to pass across the sky, and then there was only grey. The sun had halted on the horizon, wide and red. The moon had vanished. I realized that the earth had stopped. Very carefully, I pulled the levers towards me, and the time machine slowed down. The hands moved more slowly round the dials, and I landed on a deserted beach. I sat on the time machine and observed the world around me. The sky to the north was black, with white stars shining brightly. Above, it was red and starless, and to the south lay the huge red sun. The rocks around me were a rusty red, and the only sign of life was the green weed that covered the south-facing rocks. The calm ocean stretched away to the south. There were no waves and no wind. I noticed I was breathing very fast, and it reminded me of being on top of a mountain. Far away, I saw an enormous white butterfly circling up into the sky. It screamed as it flew. I shivered and gripped my machine tightly. Then I looked around again and saw that the thing that I had assumed was a red rock had started to creep towards me. It was like a massive crab. Can you imagine a crab as big as a table, with its legs moving slowly, waving and feeling towards you? Its eyes were staring straight at me, and its mouth was trembling. Can you imagine how I felt at that moment, alone in the world? I stared as the monster crawled towards me, and I felt a tickle on my cheek, as though a fly had landed there. I brushed it off with my hand, but it returned to my ear. I hit it again and touched something hard. I turned quickly and saw that another monster crab was standing behind me. I had caught the side of its claw. Its eyes were blinking, and its mouth was wet and open. It looked hungry. I put my hand on the lever of my time machine and moved 1 month away, but I was still on the same beach, and I saw dozens of monster crabs crawling between the green and red rocks. I moved forward another 100 years and found the same red sun, the same Dead Sea, and the same dull rocks. I travelled more. I stopped from time to time over 1,000 years, and each time I stopped, I found the same sense of despair. Eventually, I came to a time where the sun had almost vanished and there were no more crabs. I shivered with cold. There seemed to be no life, but I noticed a black moving object near the sea. When I looked directly at it, it stopped moving. Then I noticed that a shadow was appearing across the sun. The darkness grew blacker, and the air grew colder. It started to snow. I heard a whisper from the edge of the ocean, but apart from that, there was silence. The stars disappeared, and the sky was absolutely black. I was frozen, and it was difficult for me to breathe. I felt faint, and I climbed off the time machine to recover. I stood on the empty beach, and I felt sick and confused. I saw the thing near the sea moving again. It was big and round and had many legs floating around it. It was coming towards me. I felt sick, and I climbed back into my seat to make my escape.